Talk about a great time to come together to celebrate graduation. Talk about transitions. Jesus is transitioning from this world to the next. And of course, this feast day is in the scriptures we heard today from the Acts of the Apostles, when we saw Jesus parting from his disciples, going to the next phase of life in the hereafter. Someone has imagined a story of Gabriel the archangel meeting Jesus on the day of the ascension and asking, "Master, how did it go?" "It went poorly," Jesus said. "They nailed me to a cross, but I preached the love of God as long as I could." Then said Gabriel, "What did you do to see that it would be carried out?" "I chose 12 and I gave them the gospel, God's love for all humankind. I told them I'm sending the promise of my Father upon them to go and tell others, for they will never be alone." "But dear God, dear Lord, what if they don't do as you asked?" And the Master said, "Then there is no other way." Friends, the ascension is not about endings. It's about beginning to broaden the mission of one person in Christ Jesus to the family of Christ. Though we are many, we are one. We're called one people, one body, one family in Christ. And as Jesus returns to heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father, Jesus is entrusting his disciples to carry on. The torch has been passed on from one generation to the other, from day one unto the end of the ages. And the first reading that Jim read this morning from the Acts of the Apostles relates that while the disciples were looking intently at the sky as he was ascending to the clouds, two men dressed in white stood beside them and asked, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing looking up at the sky?" The apostles were not supposed to spend time looking at the stars. They're to look here, to where we live, for there's work to be done, the spreading of the gospel to every far corner of the earth. So the world will not be converted on a mountaintop. The message will not be found in gazing at the clouds. It will happen in the streets, in our schools, in public places, in places of worship, in private homes, in books and newspapers, in media of all kinds. It needs to be spoken in the world. And how is that going to happen? Don't look up at the sky, look around, look within. And behold, you may recall the poem of St. Teresa of Avila, a Spanish mystic. "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion in this world. Yours are the feet with which he will do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes, yours are the body. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassionate upon the world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours." So as the Lord ascends on high, we are called to be the hands, feet, voice, and heart of the Lord in today's world. Consider, if you will, our parish mission statement. It's kind of like our game, our plan, as we journey day by day in faith, hope, and love. Who are we? Who are we called to be? We, the Catholic community of St. John of Blessed Sacrament, guided by the Holy Spirit, and nourished at the tables of Word and Eucharist, strive to remain true to our heritage of faith by living lives of discipleship. We seek to spread the gospel by being the hands, the feet, the voice, the heart of Christ. On behalf of our parish family, I thank so many of you who make it happen, being the hands, the feet, the voice, the heart of Jesus. Not just some, but so many, young, old, in between. That makes us who we are, family, united, in service, in passing on what has been handed on to us, so others may share the good news and share in that joy. Well, we can conclude by another famous quote by John Henry Newman, who also came to know Christ and came to be part of the Catholic way. "God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has committed to no other. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in the chain. a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth. A preacher of truth in my own place while not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments. Therefore, I will trust him, whatever I am. I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. He may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate, make me my spirit sink, hide my future from me. Still he knows what he is about. He has created me to do good for others. And so may the Lord, who sends his Holy Spirit, empower us to do his work. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.